Chinook, it's a warm wind.
It's a changing wind.
Chinook, a program for and about Alaskan natives.
Chinook Echoes is looking back into native heritage.
How things are and how they got that way.
Chinook Patterns is information.
Issues that affect the patterns of Alaskan life.
Chinook Profiles, portraits of people, places, events.
But mostly the people who are Alaskan.
Welcome to Chinook. I'm Deborah Niedermeyer. Gedanidak, the spirits have come. This week, Eliza Jones from Huslia tells us about spooky things in the woods, including the Nk'enli'ina, a Koyukon cousin to the southeastern Kushtaka and the Sasquatch of Oregon and Washington.
People believe that the people who have died travel around the country back and forth, especially in the wintertime. And sometimes, you know, people would be in a small village or camp, and all of a sudden dogs start barking and things, they start hearing things, people walking around outdoors, especially this is like an evening, late in the evening, and people start saying, be quiet now, you keep the kids in the house, there's a Gdanidak, which means the spirits have come to the village or camp. And they said, so keep the kids in the house, and you know, everybody get really excited and start putting some tidbits of food together to burn in the fire and to give to the spirits so that they won't harm anybody. And they talk to the spirits and say, here's some food for you. Just take this food and go on our way. We're peaceful people. Don't bother us. And they talk this way while they're burning the food. And then sometimes they'd say, because the ghost travels around lots, I mean the dead people travel around the country lots, they say, well, maybe they have worn out their boot soles by now. So the people, women would take out little pieces of moose skin and cut out about maybe half inch long boot soles. They'd cut these up into pairs, and then they'd burn it along, maybe after burning the food or something, and say, you know, here's some a sole to repair your boots with. And can you just take these and go on your way? And another way of finding out when a spirit has arrived is by, if you're sitting around the house and the fire is burning, and all of a sudden the fire, you hear a popping sound in the fire, you go ding, and then they'd say, tlikaragayo, something has gone into the fire, the spirit has arrived. And they do the same thing, they start, you know, getting food together and burning it and talking to the spirit and tell them, you know, we're just peaceful people, just be on, you know, just take these and be on your way. My grandmother, especially in the late fall when it started getting dark, used to take pike head, she'd take a whole head, and especially if the men aren't home, she'd take this head and open its mouth wide open and leave it by the door at night so to scare the spirits away.
Can you describe what a pike's mouth looks like?
Well, the big pikes are, you know, the heads are really big and has a big mouth, and when you open its mouth, it's just full of teeth, and it looks really scary. And they have really sharp teeth because, you know, we've cut our hand on it sometimes, you know, when taking it out of fishnets and stuff. And so the spirits are supposed to be afraid of this. And some other things that they put on us to keep the bad spirit away from us is, or by the door, is a pike tail, dried pike, a dried fish tail that's been burnt, or dried fish head. And they'd hang it somewhere around the house by the door to keep the bad spirits away. And when our grandmother used to tell a story, we'd always, you know, get really spooky and start listening for things dropping and moving. And, and my grandmother was hard of hearing. And at one time, there was just my two brothers and I staying in camp with her late in the fall. This was in a fish camp. But it was late in the fall, and the men all went out hunting. And we were there with her alone. And I guess she must have been kind of scared or something. She would tell us all these scary stories. And she couldn't hear if the fire popped or anything. And one time we said, let's scare Grandma. And my brothers and I said, let's scare Grandma. And they said, okay, what we'll do? So we're all sitting around, and then all of a sudden we say, ha, ha, listen. And she'd look at us, and she'd say, what? What's the matter? And I said, the fire has popped. And so she'd say, no, you kids don't go out. You just stay inside. And then she'd get some food together and burn it and talk to the spirit. And some other things that we used to do would be, we'd go out, maybe this is during the day, we'd go out and we'd walk around, and then pretty soon we'd run back in, look really, really scared look on our face, and she'd say, what's the matter? And we'd say, we just saw somebody walking back by the smokehouse, and we were all alone. And sometimes, this happens if the spirit are traveling or something, sometimes you could actually see a person walking. This doesn't happen too often. And then she'd get all concerned, and she'd do things like, if it's late in the evening, she'd put an old fishnet around the tent so that if the spirit decided to come in and get tangled up in the fishnet.
So. Do all dead people become wandering spirits like that?
If young children die, then their spirit leave right away. They don't hang around too long. But he said if older people die, then their spirits stay around for a long time, like a year or so, until they finally get used to being spirits, and then they go away. People think of the dead people as they travel around back and forth a lot. Sometime when somebody have died recently, then a lot of things happen that is, that you couldn't account for, especially a dead person's family. If it's still around for a long time, you do things like, drop things, and, you just see a lot of unusual things that, that you really can't account for. The door slamming or somebody walking around in the other room when you know there's nobody in there, things like that.
Do these spirits ever hang around for a long time?
Mm-hmm. There are places that's considered haunted, like old villages, and some old houses are considered haunted, and people would be spooked by those kind of places. They'd say they don't want to stay there because there's funny things going on there. You'd hear things, and you'd hear people walking, and just strange things happening. Most of the time, it's not, at least the spirits that I've heard about, are not considered really dangerous, but it's just spooky to know that there's a spirit in the house. There was an old house in Koyukuk that people didn't want to spend the night in because it was spooky. There was an upstairs, and if people is downstairs in the evening, there's nobody upstairs, you'd hear somebody walking around or moving stuff around upstairs and things, and it spooked people so that they would never like to stay in there.
Do people who were unhappy or got killed or something when they were alive, are they the ones that are likely to hang around? Or is it the oldest people who have a lot of life experience who are likely to stay for a long time?
People who haven't lived right or did a lot of bad things hang around a long time. They say it takes a long time for their spirits to leave. And I don't know why that is, but that's what people say all the time. And if somebody has lived a good life, then they don't hang around too long.
And where do they finally go after they're finished hanging around?
Well, there's one of the things that Grandma always used to say when she gets mad was when she cussed somebody out, she'd say "Yunat Tihoy," which means go up the river, meaning like go to hell or something. That's where the spirits are considered to go. That's where the dead people think the dead people go. Or say things like "Nad Nish Nibist Oli the Tlak," and this is one way of cussing somebody out, which literally means like be in the mouth of the Nanidi is the bad spirit. another kind of, this isn't ghost, but this is about woodsmen, and it's called Nikenleena. And these are, they said they're like people, and they live, mostly in the hills, but they do a lot of mischief. There are some, hanging around here and there. in the hills, in the villages. And when they're around, it's really scary. They said, you know, people have to watch their children, because sometimes they, especially if they're lonely or something, they, you know, they might be tempted to steal a child or something. If it's a fairly young person, young woodsman, then I guess depending on the personality, they do a lot of mischief things. Like there was this family that stayed in the camp down below the village of Huslia, and there was Nick and Leena around there. And sometimes he'd take their things or play tricks on them. Like in the springtime, this one family, they went back to the lake and they put in a fishnet. They had fishnet in there for, I don't know, maybe about a week or so, and then they took the net out and decided to dry it out. So they put up a pole and put the net up. And then when they went back to put the net back in, they couldn't find the net. It was gone. So they were looking around. They said, what happened to it? What took our fishnet? You know, we couldn't find it. And the person looked up in the trees, and they said, there was the fishnet strung way up in the trees, all set up. And this guy said he got really mad, and he starts swearing. And then they heard this Nick and Leena way back in the woods gives really high-piercing laugh, like, and they saw willows moving. They never saw it, but they saw the willows moving, saw it running away, and, you know, do things like this. And they're spooky, you know, especially if you're in a fish camp or something.
Has anyone ever seen one to know what they look like?
Once in a while, people would see them, and they'd say that they're very hairy. They have slanted eyes, and they're big, and they have long feet and hairy hands and stuff. But, you know, most people that have seen it just sort of took a glance at it. That's all, and then it disappears. In the springtime, they said people have seen its tracks in the hills, and they said they have long, skinny feet, and the steps are kind of far apart, so people get the idea that, you know, they're big. And they're like people, but they're not really the ordinary people, and they have spiritual power. They can do things to you so that, you know, like they could freeze you, like, so that you wouldn't be able to move and things like this. And for this reason, you know, people just don't try to bother it. They stayed away from it. We used to hear a lot of Nick and Leena stories, like across from Galena in the hills over there. They said there used to be one long time ago, and people know that they were around. This was in the springtime. There was a lot of people in the spring camp, and there was this boy that would go. He'd paddle around and sing a song, and it was a song for his girlfriend. And he'd go, you know, while he's paddling around the spring hunting muskrat and stuff, he'd sing this song for his girlfriend. And then when people decided to go out to the Yukon, see, after the spring camp, then everybody get together and make rafts and put all their stuff on there, and then they leave. And they said everybody was in camp, and down they made their rafts. They were all ready to go. They had everything on the boat. And all of a sudden, they heard somebody singing up in the hills. And he was singing this love song that this boy was singing earlier. He learned how to sing this song. And, you know, he noticed that these people were leaving. And I guess it was, you know, it felt sad because it was going to be all alone now.
Oh.
Even though, you know, didn't live exactly around him, he felt close to the people because, you know, there were people. And they say it was really kind of funny. It was kind of spooky and funny at the same time.
Eliza Jones is working on a Koyukon dictionary at the Alaska Native Language Center. For Chinook, I'm Deborah Niedermeyer. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.